After a battle over the private option in the Arkansas House, the legislation passed both the House and the Senate. Governor Mike Beebe signed the private option into legislation on Friday. Under the private option, low-income Arkansans can use Medicaid funds to purchase private insurance. This will allow for enrollment in the program to continue. According to the Arkansas Department of Human Services, the number of people in Arkansas enrolled through the private option is nearing 100,000 people, with half of those being under the age of 40. Separately, almost 50,000 people have been deemed eligible to enroll in Arkansas's health insurance marketplace. The online exchange allows people to pick an insurance plan from arhealthconnector.org, where people can sign up for health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Jody Hightower is public information specialist for the Arkansas Department of Health, which covers the Northeast Arkansas region. She says health insurance enrollment fairs are being held all over Northeast Arkansas.
We are working very diligently to get as many people enrolled as need to be enrolled. And we are working with media outlets like KASU, trying to get the word out, and also local newspapers and those types of venues.
The enrollment fairs give an opportunity for people to get assistance in the process of signing up for insurance online. Hightower says if you're not able to go to an enrollment fair, your local health unit has IPAs, or in-person assisters, ready to help people sign up for insurance.
You can call or come by any health department in the state, but I would encourage you to call because appointments are easier. They do take about 45 minutes to an hour, and some of the things that you would need to bring to that appointment would be like your birth date, social security numbers for every member of your household, employment or income information like your pay stubs or W-2s, and then just be prepared to answer some questions about your household and your family. And you can work with the enrollment assister, and they can actually help you put pen to paper and kind of look at what your family needs, and it'll help you enroll in a plan.
And she tells about the different plans that are available.
There are four different types of plans. There's a bronze, a silver, and a gold plan. And then there's also a catastrophic plan. So say you are a young person who really doesn't get sick, who very infrequently goes to the doctor. There's a catastrophic plan that will cover some wellness visits, but really covers you if something major happens, like a hospital visit. But just like what employers typically offer, they have different levels, the bronze, the silver, and gold. Those are also out there on the marketplace.
And also, according to the recent numbers, over half of those enrolled in the private option and 21% of those enrolled through the health insurance marketplace are those under the age of 40. She says it's important for young people to sign up for health insurance.
Young people are typically healthier. Okay, so it's really great when they do apply because that brings down the cost premiums for everybody because they typically don't need use the health insurance, but it's there in case they do need it. Now, on the private option, what's interesting in Arkansas is that actually 53% of the private option enrollees are under the age of 40. So that's significant. That means that young families are looking at getting insurance under the private option.
And she tells how many people have enrolled in Northeast Arkansas so far.
I just did a quick compilation in the health insurance marketplace for the Northeast Arkansas region. And when I talk about Northeast Arkansas region, I'm talking about 18 counties that I cover. So it's a pretty wide coverage area. About 3,131 people have signed up under the health insurance marketplace. That's a decent number. I'd like to see that higher just because I think it's important for people to... I know there's more people out there that are uninsured. And when you're looking at the Northeast Arkansas region, again, that 18 counties, under the private option, there's about 21,000 folks that have signed up. And so there's significant differences there, obviously, number-wise. But that's really good numbers for both of those, and I'm proud that Arkansas has offered this program because it really is making a difference in the lives of our families.
And she says Craighead County and Crittenden County are in the top 10 by the number of people who've signed up for insurance under the private option. There are estimates that at least 500,000 Arkansans may be uninsured in the state, and these programs are tailored to help those Arkansans receive health coverage. Hightower tells why she thinks numbers are not higher.
Well, I think there is still some education issues, but I also feel like some people may be just a little bit hesitant, a little bit scared that they won't be able to get help. And I think I would just like to reemphasize the fact that 90% of the people who come in to sign up, 90% of them are getting help. They're getting financial assistance, and that's a huge deal. Because when you look at Arkansas, we are a poorer state. We have lower incomes, and we have really an opportunity here to get some really good health insurance for people. And when you look at that, that helps everyone. It's a public health issue, if you want to look at it in that broad of term. When people are able to go to the doctor, they aren't going to work or school sick, and so they get the help that they need.
The deadline to enroll for health insurance through the health insurance marketplace is March 31st. And through the private option, enrollment continues. There is not a deadline for enrollment under the private option. More information can be found by calling your local health unit.